Hi, hey, hello again. Here we go again with another edition of Bible-based radio for the younger generation and the young at heart. Hello, this is Mr. Nick with We Kids, a good little radio program to help us to get to know God or to know Him better through His dear Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. There's no way to know God, there's no way to please God, apart from His Son, Jesus Christ. That's the message of the Bible and the message of We Kids as well. Clara, it is so nice to have you listening. Hello, Cynthia and Deborah. Hello to Jonathan and Jordan and Christopher. Nice to have you listening. RJ, good to have you listening too. Stand up straight, RJ. Let me see you. Oh, my goodness, growing. That's a good thing. Corliss, nice to have you along. Hello, Carly. Hello, Katie and Jeffrey and Zoe and Seth and Samuel and, oh, little baby there. Welcome to the family, little tyke. Christopher, it's good to have you listening. And hi to Christina over here. Anthony, Brittany, and Julie, nice to have you listening. Greetings to Jill. Courtney and Joey, greetings to you. And hi to you, too, if I haven't said hi to you. Welcome to We Kids. Now, something interesting happened on the way into the Promised Land. When God's people were crossing the Jordan River, He stopped the river from flowing and stood it up in a heap so His people could cross safely. And maybe the enemies on the other side saw that and said, "We're in a heap of trouble." We're going to be talking more about this during the next few minutes. This is Bible-based and Christ-centered radio good stuff for little people and their families. We Kids!
I've got two sons as different as can be. Both of them are special in our family. One of them, he works so hard and helps us in our home. The other was dissatisfied and said, "I want to roam. I want to roam." Well, I was sad. My money. So he took his inheritance and went where it was sunny. Then he spent all that he had. He squandered every dime. He was so pitiful, eating with the swine, the pigs and swine. So come on home, your father will be waiting. Come on home, oh, we're anticipating.
That music based on Luke chapter 15. Mary Rice Hopkins helping us open this edition of We Kids. You know, that's exactly what happened. There was a father who had two sons. One decided to take off and do his own thing, spend the father's money, and he was going to have a good time out there, but it didn't turn out that way. Do I see some nodding heads? Some parents know exactly what this is all about. Because the prodigal son, that's what they call him, the foolish young man, ended up eating pig food with the pigs. It was a terrible thing. And the Bible says, when he came to his senses, he said, "How many of my father's hired men have more than enough bread? But I'm dying here with hunger." So he decided to go home. Good idea, young man. He got up, he went to his father, and while he was still a long way off, the Bible says in Luke 15, verse 20, his father saw him and felt compassion for him and ran and embraced him and kissed him, and the father forgave him. And, youngster, we're just like that foolish, that prodigal son who takes off and looks for pleasure and happiness and ends up deep in sin. How we need to, instead of going the route of the pigs, simply trust God and tell him that we love him and that we need him and that we want to go through life his way, following his son, the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the message of the Bible and the message of we kids as well. Uh-oh, Becky, not so happy? Og, will you take care of this, please?
I'm Og the Frog, and I live in this log. My life's a lot like yours, Becky. I get around by leaps and bounds. My life is made of ups and downs. Life is made of ups and downs. Some days we smile, some days we frown. But every day we wear a crown, because we're kids of the king. La, la, la.
See, there you go.
What's going to happen with this thing? A broken window? How are we going to fix the... Mr. Grump? Well, we'll find out. Meanwhile, it's on to Bible time during We Kids here. And this is based on Joshua, the third chapter. This is about entering the promised land. Now, you might remember that Joshua is the new leader. And after hearing his spies' report, Joshua was ready to lead Israel, God's people, into Canaan. That's the promised land. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to make you a great man to all the Israelites. So the people will know that I am with you just as I was with Moses. The priests will carry the Ark of the Covenant. Tell them this, go to the edge of the Jordan River and stand in the water." So the priests carried the Ark of the Covenant, and the people left the place where they had camped. Then they started across the Jordan River. Now during the harvest, the Jordan is flooded. So the river was at its fullest. The priests who were carrying the holy box, that is the Ark of the Covenant, came to the edge of the river, and they stepped into the water. Just at that moment, the water stopped flowing. It stood up in a heap a great distance away at Adam. This is a town near Zarethan. The water flowing down to the Sea of Arabah, that is the Dead Sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed the river near Jericho. The ground there became dry. The priests carried the Ark of the Covenant to the middle of the river and stopped. They waited there while all the people of Israel walked across. They crossed the Jordan River on dry land. Wow! Is God caring for his people or what? Based on Joshua chapter 3, entering the promised land. Now here's a good verse to remember, Psalm 121 verse 2. The Bible says, "My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." God, for he is the almighty maker of heaven and earth, and he loves his people very, very much. Why else do you think he stopped the river Jordan and allowed his people to cross on dry ground? Wow, what a mighty God we serve. And he's the same God of the Old Testament people, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we can know him better than they did through his son, Jesus Christ. Praise be to his holy name. Mr. Nick here and we kids. And now, it's time for our wonderful We Kids March. Now this happy twosome here, Taylor and Roman, thank you so much for the picture. Roman, do you think you can be March leader? Okay, you're in. And speaking of pictures, Damiana, I have this one of you here. Cute little picture. I'm making you March leader ahead of Benjamin and Tobias in this friendly family over here. Pepper, otherwise known as Jessica, you get to be March leader ahead of Wesley and Nicholas. okay, guys, let's let the big sister do this time. And of the Megan, Maria, and Jarrett, happy household over here. Maria, you get to be march leader. And over here, Alec, I'm putting you ahead of Hayden and Justine. And Mama Janie, Megan told me that you needed to be march leader, so you're picked. Yes, I'm talking to you, Janie. And Nicholas, otherwise known as Nick, I like sharing your name, young man, with you. Yes, you're the march leader today, ahead of Shauna, Ricky, Carl, Jordan, Hannah, Bethany, Pamela, Daniel, Greta, Valerie, and Katrina. That's a lot of watermelon in this family. Nick, you're march leader here. Now the rules. We know the rules to our wonderful Wee Kids March. Then let's go. Oh, yes, well, be sure to watch out for the T-Bone players. Couldn't forget those happy musicians. This is our wonderful Wee Kids March. And they're off. Andrea and Rachel, good marching girls. Here comes Shane, good leading Shane. Kaylee, good marching. You left, you right, you left. Put those knees up high. Hope, good marching. Alec, are you the leader or are you not the leader? Justine, Hayden, behind Alec, please. Carly, good marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. And here comes RJ, marching to beat the band. Is that what you're doing, RJ? No, feet in time with the music, RJ. Left, you left, you left, you right, you have it there. Miranda, hello to you. Corliss, good marching. Judith, Melody, Linda, Ricky, knees up high, kiddos. And then we'll give you a chance to put the knees a little bit lower. But this is a march. And this is when the music is big, like Christina. Good marching. Now a little gentler. Russ, Ricky, Tyler, Joshua. What a merry mob in this household here. Mama, you're doing a fine job of keeping them under control. Who's the march leader in this family, huh? Is it Tyler? Is it Ricky? Is there no march leader? Oh, my goodness. Hello, Brendan. Hello, Maria. Hello, Trevor and Taylor and Reuben. Good marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Lily, all the way to the end now. Here comes Jeremiah. Anna Margaret. Good marching. Kristen, I like your name. Andrew and Alyssa. Good marching in our wonderful Wee Kids March. Noah comes around for the sixth, the seventh time, the eighth time in this thing. Mama Janie, keep marching all the way to the end, knees up high. And Megan, you're doing a fine job following there. Nicholas, keep it out in front of the herd. Yes, everybody in this family over here behind Nick. All the way to the end now of our wonderful Wee Kids March. You kids are great marchers, and you may be seated.
Hey, don't forget to tell your friends all about Keys for Kids Radio and keysforkids.net.
Dump the grump.
Hello?
Dump the grump.
What's going on
here? Dump Mr. Grump.
Oh, no.
Dump Mr. Grump.
The window.
He mumbles and grumbles at everyone.
Oh,
complaining
boy.
And nagging to spoil our fun. The super gang has just begun to dump the grump. Dump the grump.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, hi, Sunshine.
Hey, what's with the protest signs?
Mr. Grump won't give us our baseball bat.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Grump!
Now, who is this Mr. Grump anyway?
He's a party pooper, you'll see. Mr. Grump is a man who lives by himself. He has no fun 'cause his Bible's on the shelf. His favorite pastime is hating kids. You're a beanie, Mr. Grump.
Dirty, rotten kids. I hate them. I hate them.
Now, wait just a minute. How did Mr. Grump get your baseball in the first place?
Well, Sunshine, Paul sort of gave it to him.
Mm-hmm. Did it have anything to do with this hole in the window?
Well, you see, Paul gave it to him through the window.
Aw, you guys. Did you even offer to pay Mr. Grump for his broken window?
Well,
No. But sunshine, Mr. Grump is such a meanie.
You're a meanie, Mr. Grump.
Dirty, rotten kids.
Now, come on, you guys. We need to show this man some love.
You gotta put down your signs and put away your pride. And tell old Grump that you love him deep inside. Just walk right up to his door and say, we love you, Mr. Grump.
Yuck. Do we have to? You're right, Sunshine. We need to show Mr. Grump love.
Hey, that's it, Becky. Jesus said it plain and simple. The same way he loved us, we gotta show love to everybody, friend or foe.
Yep, he's right.
But that's not all he said. Jesus said when you wrong your neighbor, you gotta make it right. I mean, we did break his window, you know.
But how are we gonna get the money for a new window?
Hey, that's easy. If we aren't bitching, we'll have enough.
Sure.
Well, what are we waiting for?
Come on.
Let's go get it.
Let's go.
Come on. Sunshine, I feel better already.
Me too, Becky. We're gonna win old Grump with the love of Jesus.
Hey, Sunshine, we got the window.
Hey, wow, you guys are quick.
What's this? I can't believe this. Somebody loves me.
Mr. G!
Somebody loves
the favorite part. Their love is melting his heart. He's got a brand new start.
Tell them about it, Mr. G.
Somebody loves me.
Whoopee!
Got a knock on his door.
He's got new life and more. Yeah, Mr. G's been touched by.
We're talking about new life on We Kids. Yes, even a Mr. Grump can be saved. Saved from what? Well, the Bible says we're saved from the wrath of God, the judgment of God. That is what we deserve for being sinful people. And the Bible says that all of us have sinned. Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Now, youngster, if you've heard me talking about having a new life through the Lord Jesus Christ, having your heart washed cleaner than clean, but you have never received Christ into your heart, you've never asked Him to come in and to wash the sin out and to take control of your life, then now is the time to do that. This is the way the Bible tells it. First of all, God loved us. We started out in the Garden of Eden, you know. People lived in perfect harmony with God. And yet, they chose to go their own way and sinned. Remember, God said, don't eat this fruit, and yet they did. And we have been disobedient to God ever since, sinning people. But God still loves us very, very much. He wants us to be His children. And this is where the Lord Jesus Christ comes in, to pay the terrible price for our sin. Romans 5:8 says, God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, what do we do with that? We can either receive that, or we cannot receive it. We can reject it. As the Bible says in John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in His name. Now, youngster, this is very important. If you have never confessed your sin to God before, if you've never asked the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your heart, now's the time to do it. If you really mean it, down deep in your heart of hearts, and you want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, then please pray with me. Bow your head. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. I want to have that gift of new life and heart cleansing that you paid for with your own life on the cross of Calvary. Please come into my heart and wash my sin away. Make me cleaner than clean. And let me follow you with my whole heart for the rest of my life and forever. I love you, dear God. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer along with me, and you really mean it, then praise God, you have been born into God's family. Now, it's important that you talk with another Christian. If your mom or dad knows the Lord Jesus Christ, tell them that you have received Jesus into your heart, that he's washed your sin away. And, by the way, little person, you're now my little brother or little sister in the Lord. Welcome to the family. Wonderful plan for your life has to do with knowing him and living for him and serving him and enjoying him forever with all the other brothers and sisters in the family of God in heaven. Oh, that's great. Youngster, if you just turned your life over to the Lord Jesus Christ and had him wash your heart cleaner than clean in the last few minutes, please tell me about that. I'd be happy to help you grow. And then tell someone else who you can reach easily, who knows the Lord Jesus Christ, so that person can help you grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh my goodness, time goes by so quickly here. Do you remember today's Bible time about entering the promised land? And that good verse to remember, Psalm 121, verse 2, "My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." Psalm 121, verse 2, a good verse to remember, good verse to live too. Mr. Nick with Wee Kids here, and what is this? Do I hear my ride out there? Hang on, I'm coming. Oh, boy. Remember, kiddo, God loves you, and I love you, too. I truly, duly do. Talk with you next time. I'm coming.